Hello, friends from Hawk Field in Canyon Lake, Texas, where tonight the biggest game in District 26-3A will be played between the Wimberley Texans and the Canyon Lake Hawks. I'm Mike Blackwell. Great having you along, as always, with us tonight from Canyon Lake, where we are once again live and worldwide on WimberleyRadio.com. And why, you might ask, is this the biggest district game of the year so far anyway? Well, because both of these teams are undefeated, and clearly the winner of tonight's contest will have the advantage in the chase for the championship, with a one-game lead and three districts remaining at the end of the evening. Most of you know Wimberley's story, of course. The Texans, one of the top-ranked teams in the state, rolling into the stadium tonight with a 5-0 record, with wins over Cuero, Dripping Springs, Lavernia, Sealy, and Bandera. The Hawks, meanwhile, are 6-0, having beaten Blanco, Lavernia, Sealy, Austin Travis, Luling, and Navarro. Most rankings have the Hawks at about 20th in the state or so, so this is clearly one of the marquee matchups in the state tonight. We're going to have an absolute ton of fun. And speaking of fun, let's, of course, thank our sponsors tonight right out of the chute. These are the fine folks who make this live stream possible: Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, Conley Car Wash, Wimberley Pharmacy, Stevens and Malone LLP, Blanco National Bank, Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, Fancy That Photography, The Mail Stop, and by DeMasters Daniel Insurance. We talked to Wimberley coach Weldon Nelms before the game tonight, and we will share that conversation with you after this quick timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com.
Texan football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of the law offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. Stevens and Malone is a proud supporter of Texan football on KDRP. Go Texans! And by Wimberley Pharmacy, offering compounding, wellness consultations, nutritional supplements, and hormone testing. Located on Joe Wimberley Boulevard across from the post office. Information available online at hillcountryrx.com and by phone at 847-2288. The Andersons and their entire staff wish the Texans the best of luck this season. Go Texans! And by Conley Car Wash in San Marcos and the Conley Kyle Laser Wash, proudly recycling 85% of the water used. Conley Car Wash is a proud supporter of Wimberley football. Go Texans! And by Fancy That Photography, with professional location photographer Susie Wiest, specializing in family, graduation, wedding, and event photography for the community of Wimberley and the Texas Hill Country. Available online at fancythatphoto.com and by phone at 512-618-8813.
One. We're with Wimberley head coach Weldon Nelms. And coach, big district game. I guess a lot of excitement this week around Wimberley High School, huh?
Well, they're all big, I think, Mike. I think it's just one game at a time. It's just another district game. You know, of course, there's a lot of hype about it because going up against a 6-0 ball club, and we're 5-0, so it's two undefeated and a lot of people. But, you know, it's the way I look at it, it's another district trip and on the road to the district championship, and you got to take care of one at a time. And Canyon Lake's the one we got to take care of. They're a very good football team, and we're going to have to play exceptionally well against them.
What are the different things that they do that'll present challenges this week for you, Weldon?
Well, I don't know that they do anything different. I think they just do what they do. They do very well. They got a good offensive line and a real good running back who's averaged over 200 yards a game, and they've been able to put up points, and their defense has done a good job of holding the points down. And you know, they're a well-coached team. Coach Monzingo and his staff do a great job, and their kids will be well-prepared, and I'm sure they're going to be hyped up. They're getting to play at home, and obviously a home field advantage usually is pretty good. But, you know, our kids just got to stay focused, and we just got to play a good football team and make the plays. And, then, you know, the turnover battle may be the outcome of the game may be determined by, you know, the turnover deal, and that's one thing we got to stay out of and hopefully force.
What about, you know, it is a road game for you guys. How important is it that you get off to a pretty good start at the beginning of this ball game, Coach?
Well, I think it's real important, especially after coming off of last week when we started real slow and sluggish. You know, an early part of the game, that's a lot of times sets the tempo. At the same time, it's a 48-minute ball game, but at the same time, you don't want to start from behind and try to scratch your way back into a tough football game. So it's important, and I think the emotions – that the kids show early in the game is going to be very important. I think we come out a little flat last week and unemotional, and we got a little charged up, and you know, we put on 28 points in one quarter, and that's what we try to get out of the locker room this week.
Well, that's one thing I was going to ask you. It was 14-6 at halftime last week, and you were talking about it. And gosh, what kind of halftime speech did you give them, Coach, last night?
Well, we just had a little attitude adjustment and try to get back refocused on about what we got to do to be a better football team. You can't play like that. I don't care what type of opponent you have. Every week is a challenge, and it's a challenge about being the best you can be. And we didn't do that early in that game. It's, you know, it's well documented. Everybody knows it. That was there, and you know, it wasn't our better half. But at the same time, the kids were able to respond to that, come back out, and you know, I take my hats off of them. It wasn't the lack of effort; it was a lot of lackadaisicalness. I think, you know, just not paying attention to detail. We made, you know, numerous penalties that, you know, and then fumbling the ball out of the end zone on the first drive, and then an offensive pass interference, and, you know, just fourth down and short, we come up short that we, you know, should have made, and different things like that. And then late in the quarter, you know, after getting a 14-0 lead, we let them have a big pass behind us when they know, you know, our defense knows they got to go over the top to get back in it in the half. And so it was a little frustration at that point, but it wasn't a lack of effort, but you know, I think a lot of us just refocused. We had to have a little attitude change and come out and play with a sense of urgency no matter what your opponent is. And I don't know if we took them lightly or just didn't, you know, I don't know. You know, you don't know what goes on 16, 17, 18-year-old kids' minds anyway. But if you did, you'd be a rich man. But,
that's right.
But anyway, I was real proud of the kids making that adjustment, come out and played a very good second half.
Well, and really, you're talking about that fumble that Brady had there early in the game. That was just because he was making an extra effort, trying to spin away and get it into the end zone there. So you're right about that. Five games into this season, Coach, are you pretty happy with where you guys are at right now?
Yeah, I think so. We're relatively healthy, and you know, we're in the district play, and you know, we're getting some things that we're getting a little bit better at, but. You know, we got continued progress, and hopefully that we'll continue that throughout, and hopefully we have a few more weeks left in us.
Well, thanks, Coach. Go get them.
All right, thanks, Mike.
That was Wimberley head coach Weldon Nelms. We'll be back with more of our pregame show and the opening kickoff. After this brief timeout, you are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.
This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by DeMaster Daniel Insurance Agency, providing property and casualty insurance for Hays County. Locally owned and operated since 1983. Located at 15501 Ranch Road 12, Wimberley, Texas. Or by phone at 847-5549. The staff at DeMaster Daniel Insurance proudly supports Wimberley schools and Texan football. And by Cypress Creek Cafe. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. And by The Mail Stop. Supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at the Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season.
We are back at Hawk Field. Mike Blackwell here along with Randy Hermes as we prepare for this battle between a couple of unbeatens and... Randy, I know obviously Zach Henshaw, the outstanding running back for Canyon Lake, is the big star of this football team. But what else can we look for tonight? This ought to be a lot of fun.
It certainly has all the makings of an exciting game. Both teams bring an unblemished record and an impressive litany of team stats into tonight's contest. Quite honestly, at face value, it's hard to find anything to distinguish one team from the other. But in doing my homework like I always do, Mike,
you always do. That's right.
I've got to be prepared. I think I may have found a chink in the Hawks' armor. Through six games this year, the Hawks' opponents have completed 76 of 119 passes for 827 yards and a 64% completion rate. Likewise, of the 20 touchdowns the Hawks have given up, 9 have been through the air. I know that sounds like a pretty ho-hum statistic, but if you dig a little deeper, of the six teams the Hawks have played, only three have really had a passing game and threw the ball more than 15 times in a game. And in those three contests, the Hawks' opponents completed 55 of 78 passes for a 71% completion rate. And more importantly, in those three games, 7 out of the 10 touchdowns that were scored against the Hawks were made through the air. The Texans should be able to capitalize on this tonight, and success in the passing game is the first key for a Texans win. And to have that success, the second key is for the Texans' offensive line to have a solid performance tonight so Brady Lambert has time to throw the ball. The Hawks have a very aggressive defense front, and play a swarming attacking defense. Look for the Texans to offset that by quick out passes mixed in with screens and draw plays. And finally, you will hear us mention, like you did a while ago, Zach Henshaw's name a bunch of times tonight. Yep. He leads the district with 1,295 rushing yards and averages 8.7 yards per carry. He has explosive speed out of the backfield and a very, very competent offensive line that blocks really well in front of him. In fact, I would say what I've seen of the Canyon Lake team, that's probably the most special part about the team they have this year is how well their offensive line blocks. So tonight, the third key for success is for the Texans to limit Henshaw's productivity.
Well, that's probably a pretty good scouting report there. Did you share that with Coach Nelms? Does he ask you for your scouting report every week?
He hasn't called yet.
You just haven't checked your voicemail, I'll bet you. Yeah.
You know, talk is cheap. It all matters what happens out there on the field, right?
Well, you're exactly right. And what has happened out on the field this year, of course, Randy, these two teams have played a couple of common opponents. Lavernia is one of those. Canyon Lake beat Lavernia 34-23. Wimberley beat Lavernia 49-6. Sealy, these games are eerily similar. Canyon Lake won that one 38-34, and Wimberley, of course, won that nail biter 3 or 4 weeks ago, 28-27. Clearly, tonight could be just an absolute outstanding football game. Let's set the district standings too, Randy. Wimberley and Canyon Lake, of course, 1-0 each in district after wins last week. Bernie also sits atop those district standings at 1-0. Navarro, Bandera, and Fredericksburg are all three at 0-1. Wimberley, obviously, is at Canyon Lake tonight. Bernie is at Navarro, and Bandera is at Fredericksburg. Those are the three district games that we will have on tap tonight in addition to this one. Canyon Lake, now we are on the Canyon Lake. I'll just warn you folks listening on the computer, we're on the Canyon Lake side of the field. The Wimberley side is way over there, Randy. They keep these fan bases separate here, and just a wonderful facility, though. This is really nice here at Canyon Lake.
Very much a beautiful facility. Of course, Canyon Lake's part of the Comal Independent School District. In this particular, their Fisher High School was built in 2007, so it's all very nice. Nice facilities.
Fresh and new and shiny. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have a little bit more of our pregame show when we return, as well as the opening kickoff after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com.
Texan football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of Conley Car Wash and Express Lube in San Marcos, offering full-service oil change, vehicle inspections, headlight restoration, and AC services. Details at ConleyCarWash.com or by phone at 512-805-7500. The staff at Conley Car Wash want to wish the Texans a great 2011 football season. And by Wimberley Pharmacy, offering compounding, wellness consultations, nutritional supplements, and hormone testing. Located on Joe Wimberley Boulevard across from the post office. Information available online at hillcountryrx.com and by phone at 847-2288. The Andersons and their entire staff wish the Texans the best of luck this season. Go Texans! And by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Information available online at blancobank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Branch manager Kay Smith and her entire team wish the Texans all the best this football season. And by Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, specializing in auto, life, and home insurance and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horacemann.com. Lori wishes all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans!
a cowgirl would. I do tricks for you like a cowboy should. You look romantic laying in the hay. I need you tonight in a new kind of way. When you look at me with those eyes.